It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment office says it's received fewer unemployment claims in the last two consecutive weeks. The state says a new verification program has prevented fraudsters from filing for unemployment and explains the drop in claims, but some legitimate applicants say the system has blocked their benefits. Since the pandemic started, the state has paid out $9.2 billion in unemployment benefits. Colorado lawmakers have introduced a bill to put limits on younger medical marijuana users and require new packaging for marijuana concentrates. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would limit the amount of medical marijuana concentrate products 18 to 20-year-olds could purchase in a single day and would create a statewide tracking system to make sure users don't go above the limit. Many concentrated marijuana products have upwards of 80% THC, the psychoactive component of marijuana. Health officials say there is some evidence of an association with psychotic episodes, but no causal link. The bill would also require manufacturers to package solid concentrates in smaller, separate doses. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The National Endowment for the Arts has awarded Colorado organizations $3.5 million in grants. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
27 organizations in Colorado won the money to support the state's art scene, which has been critically affected by the coronavirus pandemic and resulting closures. The winners include local art institutions like Colorado Symphony, the Vail Dance Festival, the Lighthouse Writers Workshop, the Boulder Philharmonic, the Telluride Society for Jazz, and the Museo de las Americas in Denver. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Expectations are high as the Colorado Avalanche begin the NHL postseason tonight. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Vegas odds makers have spoken, and the Avs are favored to win their third Stanley Cup in team history. Colorado's the overall top seed entering tonight's first-round series against the St. Louis Blues. That means the Avs have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. And that's a big deal, considering Colorado hasn't lost at Ball Arena in their last 17 games. With a deep roster led by leading scorers Mikko Rantanen and Nathan MacKinnon, the Avs have their sights set on their first championship in 20 years. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
This is CPR News.